Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at www.towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. Today we'll be discussing Rick Warren and the Ladies Home Journal. Okay, you're saying, what's a grown man doing reading the Ladies Home Journal? Is there something about you that we don't know, Fran? No, I confess that I've never read the Ladies Home Journal, nor have I had a secret longing to do so. However, today's message is about an article that appeared in the March 2005 issue of the magazine written by Rick Warren. Rick Warren, as of late last year, has been writing a frequent column for the Ladies Home Journal. In case you don't know, Rick Warren is pastor at Saddleback Church in California and the best-selling author of the book The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've never heard of it, you probably don't get around much in Christian circles or in any bookstore. Warren's book has captivated millions of people, both Christians and non-Christians. Many churches have even had purpose-driven workshops, and Bible studies are doing purpose-driven Bible studies. All in all, his book is extremely widespread. His book has been praised by many but harshly criticized by many apologists, branding it as shallow, unbiblical, and full of me-centered pop psychology. Although we won't be discussing the purpose-driven life, we will be discussing Rick Warren's March article in the Ladies Home Journal, titled, Learn to Love Yourself. Before I get into the article, you must keep in mind that Rick Warren is a pastor of a large and influential Christian church. Therefore, he's representing Christianity through his writings. And, this is very important, his audience in the Ladies Home Journal is mostly non-believers, the unsaved and the worldly. Again, the title of the article is Learn to Love Yourself. And underneath it says, self-esteem still wobbly after all these years? These five simple truths will show you that you don't need to be perfect to be priceless. Well, these five simple truths are, accept yourself, love yourself, be true to yourself, forgive yourself, and believe in yourself. You may have picked up on the common denominator already. What word is it all about? Yourself. And it's all about me. Rick Warren's article is full of pop psychology and has little, if anything, to do with Christianity. In a secular magazine with millions of unsaved readers, here's a golden opportunity to share the gospel, yet Warren's article is filled with me-centered worldly psychology, at best masquerading as Christian. Now, I'm not trying to pick on Rick Warren. I know he's a brother in the Lord. I'm not classifying him as a cultist and or a massive deceiver deliberately drawing away disciples after himself. I hear he's a good guy and well likable. I also assume that he knows the gospel and wants to see others come to Christ. So my concern is not about his motives, but about his methodology and his message of promoting the gospel. I know that some of you may be offended by me talking about Rick Warren, but my goal in this program isn't to make you feel good, but to test all things as the Bible commands us to. I know that if I disembarked on my original plan for this program, which is to expose doctrinal error and increase biblical discernment, if I adopted a purpose-driven, psychology-filled radio show, sadly, I'd probably rocket in popularity. But that's not my calling, nor is it biblical. The book of Hosea says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They aren't destroyed because they failed to love themselves and be true to themselves, but for a lack of biblical discernment and obedience to the Word of God. Did you know that psychology is extremely popular in Christianity today? Millions of Christians are buying into the self-help, how to get purpose in my life mentality. This is in sharp contrast to biblical Christianity, which isn't a self-fulfilling religion, but a self-emptying one. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will find it. It's not about finding yourself, but about losing yourself for Christ. Despite this, millions of Christians are being led down a me-centered mentality of pseudo-Christianity, filling themselves with books and articles like this one, Learn to Love Yourself. Build my self-esteem, find a purpose in my life, heal my wounds, etc., etc. Let's look at some quotes from the five truths that Rick Warren says form a basis of a healthy self-image, taken from his article in the March Ladies Home Journal. Under the heading Accept Yourself, Warren writes, quote, God accepts us unconditionally, and in his view, we are all precious and priceless. Now again, keep in mind Warren's audience here. Is he speaking to a group of born-again believers in Jesus Christ? No, he's speaking for the most part to the unsaved women of the United States and to the world. Is it true that God accepts unbelievers unconditionally? No. God only accepts unbelievers when they come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. Think about what this is portraying to the unsaved reader. God accepts us unconditionally. It's saying that God loves me. And you know what? I don't have to change. I don't have to get my life right. I don't need to stop drinking, fornicating, cheating, lying, gossiping, etc. Why? Because God loves me and accepts me unconditionally. After all, I heard it right from the mouth of God's most famous, popular pastor, Rick Warren. Why, if anyone should know, he should. You know, this quote is dangerous enough if said to a believer, but to an unbeliever, it communicates a perilous lie. God, although he does love all men, does not accept all of us unconditionally. There are conditions to God's plan of acceptance. One is repentance, turning from your sin. Another is faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died for our sins and rose from the dead. I'm sorry, but you will not go to heaven a fornicator, a gossip, a liar, etc. The message Warren is portraying is dangerous and misleading. What about Warren's next truth in order to form a healthy self-image? Love yourself. Do you know the Bible never commands us to love ourselves? The best you can do is love your neighbor as yourself. This command isn't to love ourselves, but it assumes that we already do. God knows us well. He knows we already love ourselves too much. That's our problem. We're vying to be on the throne. We're in love with ourselves more than with Christ. If you're a mature Christian, your life is a constant battle of the spirit against the flesh. We daily have to die to ourselves. We're commanded in the Word to crucify ourselves, not to love ourselves. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. But Warren's article is in blatant contrast to crucifying ourselves. It's about nothing but ourselves. This is the kind of literature you would expect to find at a secular bookstore in the psychology section, but it's not biblical, nor should a pastor and representative of Christianity be espousing it, especially to unbelievers. The next heading is Be True to Yourself. Under this heading, Warren writes, to get to know yourself, make a list of your abilities and be as honest as you can. Ask friends for their input, too. Again, this kind of advice works well in a secular psychologist's office, but not in Christianity. The Bible doesn't tell us to get to know ourselves better. God knows us all too well. He tells us that we're all sinners in desperate need of a Savior. There is no one righteous, no, not one. The Apostle Paul said, for I know in me dwells no good thing. He even said, wretched man that I am. However, Warren again fails to use this opportunity to share with his secular audience man's desperate need for regeneration through Christ. Instead of drawing people to Jesus, he's drawing them into themselves, exactly man's problem and what we're supposed to avoid. The Bible doesn't encourage us to be true to ourselves or to get to know ourselves, but to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, to become like him in his death. Warren's next truth for a healthy self-image is forgive yourself. Here's his quote. God doesn't expect perfection, but he does insist on honesty. When I honestly admit my errors and ask forgiveness in faith, he doesn't hold a grudge, doesn't get even, and doesn't bring it up again. We should practice such a forgiving attitude with ourselves. Warren writes that, quote, God doesn't expect perfection. Now, I will admit that none of us are perfect. But does God demand perfection? Did Jesus not say to be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect? Now, I know none of us are perfect and we shouldn't beat ourselves up over every little sin we commit. But what a perfect springboard to share the gospel with Rick Warren's unsaved audience. It could have read something like this. You know, none of us are perfect. God commands us to be perfect. We're in a big quandary. How do we escape our dilemma? enter Jesus Christ and his death on the cross and resurrection. If we turn from our sins and put our faith in Jesus' finished work, we're made positionally perfect before God and have satisfied his righteous demand as Christ forgives us and comes to live in us. Wow. What a great platform for the gospel. But instead, thousands of unbelievers reading the Ladies Home Journal are again getting the message that God accepts them unconditionally, so they should just forgive themselves. After all, God knows I'm trying my best. He knows I mess up and get drunk on Friday nights. He knows I can't help but sleep with someone other than my husband. He knows I'm only human and tell white lies, but you know, God accepts that. I want to draw your attention to a key word in the above quote from Rick Warren. It says, "When I honestly admit my errors and ask forgiveness in faith." Does the Bible call things we do wrong error? Are they mistakes, slip-ups, poor judgment, shortcomings maybe? No, it's called sin. Errors is another key word in Rick Warren's seeker-sensitive church growth method of doing church. Rick Warren, along with Bill Hybels from Willow Creek and Robert Schuller, who is probably the master of the self-esteem gospel, which, as the Apostle Paul wrote, is not a gospel at all, are drawing it in thousands of unbelievers to their megachurches. This, on the surface, sounds like a good thing. Praise the Lord, the pagans are coming to church finally. But Rick Warren's method of drawing them in is partly to remove biblical words that might offend the unbelievers. Words like repentance, born again, hell, and sin are avoided and often replaced with lighter, seeker-friendly words. The replacement of the word error for sin right here is a great example of that. After all, we wouldn't want to offend anyone at our church. They might not come back, but maybe they'd be convicted of their sin and get saved, too. Many churches today are in dire straits. You know, many of them, to add numbers to their congregation, are adopting Rick Warren's method of a seeker-friendly, market-driven church operation in which churchgoers are being entertained, not fed, counseled, but not convicted. In them, God becomes your friend and your pal, but his holiness and judgment are often downplayed. I tell you that this kind of church is not the New Testament model. Peter was not seeker-friendly in Acts chapter 2 when he told the Jews that they crucified Christ and they needed to repent. The result? 3,000 souls added to God's kingdom that day. Time will not permit me to go into the church growth seeker-friendly movement. However, I have a study available called Whatever Happened to Hell, which is a critique of the modern church growth movement. And I'll tell you how you can get the audio for free along with this message at the end of this study. Well, Rick Warren's fifth and final truth to form a healthy self-image is to believe in yourself. Again, is to believe in yourself biblical? Now I know we should have a sense of confidence in what we do. We should perform our work in life with an assurance that we can do a good job. We shouldn't run around with an I'm no good at anything mentality, which, by the way, is really sin and selfishness at the root. However, the Bible says that the human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The fact is that the Bible doesn't tell us to believe in ourselves, but to believe in God, to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. We have to keep in mind here the added insult to injury, that again, the audience getting this stuff is mostly non-believers. Why would you tell an unbeliever to believe in himself? What attitude does that foster? Well, it creates a me on the throne mentality. Satan sure believed in himself in Isaiah 14 when he said, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. I will be like the Most High." But God said, "You shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit." Warren ends his Ladies Home Journal March article by saying, "It's our choice. You can believe what others say about you, or you can believe in yourself as does God, who says you are truly acceptable, lovable, valuable, and capable." Again, Rick Warren is dangerously portraying the worldly idea that God accepts all. He loves all, understands us all, and he will never judge us. I have to ask, if God believes in us so much, why did he send his only begotten Son to die a brutal death on a cross for us? Why didn't he just tell us to love ourselves, accept ourselves, forgive ourselves, and pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and move on? The fact is that God has a totally accurate view of mankind. We're all sinners who can't save ourselves, no matter how much pop psychology we read, or no matter how much we're true to ourselves. And it still stands that trusting in Jesus Christ alone is the only way for us to be made acceptable to a holy God. If you've never done so, why don't you turn to Jesus today and become one of his children? If you would like a CD of today's message, plus the two-part message called Whatever Happened to Hell, which is a biblical study of the modern church growth seeker-friendly movement, I'm offering it for free if you contact me by email or phone. My email is help@tower2truth.net. My phone number is 610-513-5525. That's 513-5525. For information on cults such as Mormons, Christian Scientists, Jehovah's Witness, our site is tower2truth.net. If you would like to receive our quarterly newsletter, write to us or drop us an email requesting it. Our email address again is help@tower2truth.net. We're also available to teach on cults and Bible discernment at your church, Sunday school, upcoming retreat, or Bible study. Don't miss us again next week when we discuss another important apologetic issue facing Christianity today. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.